Hi, I'm Oscar Crimmin with KBPS, and today I'm here with
Vinny Castaldo
and
Lulu Kennybrew.
And today we're interviewing the Benson Polytechnic Rose Festival Princess of 2023. Thank you for joining us, Lulu. How does it feel to officially be a Rose Festival Princess now?
It's very exciting. I'm really happy.
What were one of the reasons that you wanted to become a Rose Festival Princess?
Well, growing up, I always went to the parades and stuff, and I looked up to the princesses. I always told myself that I wanted to be one when I got older, so that's what I did.
That's inspirational. Yeah, that's cool.
How does it feel to finally be a Rose Festival Princess?
Yeah, just, like, very exciting. At first, it didn't seem real, but, yeah.
Like a dream come true.
Yeah.
What's it like going through all the, like, is there like a lot of paperwork that you have to file or something? I don't know.
Kind of like filling out an application, and then we had to go through interviews and then the speech and everything. Like, when I was younger, I didn't know I had to go through all of that. Right. And when I applied, I didn't know I was gonna have to go through all that. And honestly, I'm not like much of a, what's the word? Like, I'm not really out there as a person. I like to stay to myself. So a speech in front of the whole school, like, all that was very, like, crazy to me. But I'm glad I did it. It was more than I thought I was going to have to do, but, yeah.
Well, clearly you did well. You won over a lot of people.
Yeah.
Our next question here is, why is being a Rose Festival Princess important to you?
So that I can be that good example or role model for the new, like, little girls in Portland, because I was once that little girl who looked up to the princesses. So, yeah.
What life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do this?
I don't know. I guess I could say, like, through sports, I've learned to, like, be comfortable with being uncomfortable, and that kind of, like, pushed me to, like, okay, a little bit of, like, it helped me grow some confidence, if that makes sense. And then I don't know, I kind of just threw myself out there and just did this.
Yeah, just like winged it.
What sport do you do?
I run track and I play basketball, so yeah.
Let's talk about this year's Rose Festival theme. What is the theme, and what does the theme mean to you?
The theme is focusing on fun in 2023. And to me, it actually went well with just how I wanted to focus, I guess. Like, I was already in a mental space of, like, this year I'm really going to focus on me having fun, doing what I want to do. So, yeah, it just fit right in. It's important to me because, yeah.
Let's talk about basketball. You're one of the superstars on the Benson girls varsity team. How do you feel about this season?
This season, it was interesting. We didn't go as far as we wanted to and had planned to, but I believe it was still a good season. It's definitely, how it ended is definitely motivation for next year, especially it being a lot of our senior year. We're really trying to get that championship, so.
Yeah, for next season, is that your prediction?
Yeah.
How long have you been playing basketball?
Since middle school.
Since middle school.
Starting sixth grade, yeah.
Let's talk about your future. What do you want to attend an HBCU and a study health?
Well, I want to attend a HBCU, hopefully I can, because growing up in Portland, it's predominantly white, and you don't really get a lot of that, like, culture experience. So going out to the South and being around more people that look like me, I feel like it would be a really good experience that I haven't been able to get yet. And going into, like, the mental health field is very important to me, because I know a lot of people around me that mental health has taken a toll on their life, like, for good or the bad. Like, mental health can really impact you as a person and your decisions and everything. And I want to be able to help others. Yeah.
Do you have any particular HBCUs in mind that you want to study that at?
For a while, I was looking into like Howard, Morgan State, places out there in like the DMV area. But yeah, I'm not very like specific yet with choices. I'm still like a junior, so I'm trying to figure it out and everything. Right. So yeah.
Which social media site do you use the most, and why do you use it?
To be honest, I'm on TikTok the most, just because, like, I don't know, everybody be on TikTok, just, it's funny, everything, yeah.
Do you use Instagram at all?
Yes, I do use Instagram.
What's your favorite type of music? Any particular artists, songs?
I love, like, hip-hop and R&B. My favorite artist is Party Next Door, Summer Walker, you know, that type of music. Yeah.
Sure. I think we skipped over some questions, so let's just come back to those real quick. How does it feel to represent your school?
Very exciting. I don't know. Like, I feel really good representing our school. I don't know. Like, that's all I got.
Well, we're lucky to have you as a representative.
Thank you.
What was your community's reaction to your selection?
From what I know, very, very excited. Everybody was hyping me up. It was fun. Yeah.
What is your super secret power?
Super secret power?
Secret superpower. My bad.
I don't know.
Or like, what superpower would you have if you like?
Okay, it's in between. Actually, I think I would want to fly, but I would also want to go invisible.
Oh.
So I don't know.
You want like a mix of the two?
Yeah.
So yeah. Why flying and why invisibility?
I think flying because like nobody else can fly, and like it would just be cool. And invisible, I just feel like for two reasons. Like, I'm low-key shy, so like if I just wanted to go invisible, like I would go invisible.
Just fade in the background.
Yeah, but also just like I could sneak around. Like, who's to say I won't like take your snacks or something? Like, you can't see me.
Thank you very much for taking the time to be here with us today. I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Lulu Kennebrew. I'm from Benson Polytechnic High School. I'm Oscar Krimen.
And I'm Vinny Castaldo.
Reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.